Dear brothers and sisters, today is the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, and also is the Sunday before the exaltation of the precious and life-giving cross. In the Holy Gospel, we heard the story about Canaanite woman. We heard the story about the exaltation of the cross in her life. And we all know that the cross was her daughter. Our Lord Jesus Christ was actually in the land of Tyre and Sidon. He was just passing through this land because he left of the Jews. Before he was in this Gentile's land, he visited Jewish synagogue and taught that he is the bread of life. He said that we must eat this bread in order to have salvation. But he was escaping from Jews because he couldn't stand that. Many of them didn't believe that he is God, didn't believe that he is Son of David, Messiah. Many of the Jews had problem to listen to him, his preaching. And Jesus left and was just passing through this Gentile's land, Tyre and Sidon. And when he was passing through, one Canaanite woman called to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is troubled with a devil." But he ignored her. He called to him many, many times. He did it very, very long time, but he still ignored her. The apostles were tired of her and they asked Jesus, "Send her away. She called you, send her away." Our church fathers, our Byzantine church fathers, say that the apostles tried to be her advocate, but then they were tired of her. She lost their favor. They abandoned her and asked Jesus, send her away. She was the only one with her daughter in this world. She hadn't anyone to help her. It was only the Jesus Christ who was the solution of her problem. She knew that Jesus Christ is the only one who can help her. And therefore, she kept praying, she begged him, she following him, and asked, "Lord, have mercy on me." Then when he stopped, ignored her, and told her something very, very harsh. "It is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." But she kept praying. And she said, "True, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from their master's table." And he said, "Great is your faith, brothers and sisters. What about these stories?" This is the lesson for us how to pray. Jesus Christ wanted to show us how we should pray, which attributes should have every prayer. Because every prayer must have a couple very important points. The first very important attribute is pray simply. Don't try to be eloquent. Don't try to be extremely creative in your prayer. Don't try to cover everything. Pray for that one, pray for this one. Sometimes it's good to remind God my problem. But look at this woman. She was very, very briefly. She prayed very, very briefly. She was very simple. She just said, "Lord, have mercy on me." And she didn't tell to God any great stories about her life. She just said, "My daughter is troubled with a devil. That's all, one sentence. She described in one sentence her whole life, her problem. Pray simply. Try to pray Jesus' prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. The second very important point is to be persistent. Be persistent even in the face of rejection. Be persistent as she was persistent. And she was pretty persistent. She was as a spam in your emails. Again and again. Again the same. And a woman behind me. Lord, send her away, said the apostles. Pray, keep praying, beg our Lord, even if you pray for any problem 1 month or couple months or couple years, keep prayer. The last very important and maybe the most important point is be humble. She was very humble. When our Lord Jesus Christ called her the dog, she accepted it. And she mixed God's words with her humility and said, true Lord, true Lord. Take note, brothers and sisters, that be persistent and be humble is founded on one very important knowledge, and this knowledge is to know who are you, who we are, and who Jesus is. She knew it. She knew that she is a sinner. Therefore, when he called her a dog, she accepted it and she said, true Lord. She knew that she is not only from any Gentiles land, Tyre and Sidon, but she knew that she is a really sinner. She knew that he is a God. Many of the Jews didn't know it. They heard our Lord many, many times, and they didn't know that he is Son of David. He didn't recognize in him our Savior, Messiah. And she, Gentile's woman, recognized that he is Son of David. And he called him, Lord, have mercy on me, Son of David. It was the title for Messiah. This is a very important point, to know that we are sinner and he is our Lord. She knew it. She followed him. She was following him. She begged him. She prayed. Because she knew that he is God and he can help her. Brothers and sisters, her daughter was saved because of her humility, because of her persistence, because of her simplicity, and because she knew God. When you pray, don't pray only according any old, I don't know, maybe old customs. Pray with your heart. Pray Jesus' prayer. Pray morning's prayer, pray any prayer you want, but with these very important attributes, with humility, with persistence, and God will help us. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to him forever.